But I want to start with the biggest story kind of in college football right now. That the NCAA, Brian, you'll love this. Now that they've won a national title and he lives in Los Angeles and is probably making 15 mil a year, now the NCAA very mad at Jim Harbaugh. Denton, what the hell?
They now want to fine him for something?
They gave him a 4-year show cause and a 1-year suspension after he just signed a 5-year
$80 million
deal. Does
he give a damn
deal?
Because he's not going back to college football.
He gives zero damn. It's funny. His attorney
goes in effect once he stopped coaching in the league?
No, it goes in effect now.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
His attorney posted on social media. It's like, this is like if you were in college and your high school was trying to hold your report card because you didn't sign a yearbook, but you're a sophomore in college. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
That is so stupid.
So what has occurred here? They're saying the Connor Stallions stuff at Michigan?
Yeah, so this is the Connor Stallions punishment. You know, Harbaugh was suspended at the end of the year last year because Michigan went on the initiative and took the suspension early because they wanted to get it out of the way, make sure he was good to go for the Big Ten championship, and then inevitably the national championship run. Now the NCAA, late as hell, has done their full investigation in which they are now punishing Jim Harbaugh, who no longer is associated with Michigan, and they also punished Sherrone Moore for text messages that took place between him and Connor Stallions that they say he deleted.
So what's going to happen? Harbaugh gets the penalty that is completely irrelevant because he's coaching in the pros.
Yeah.
What happens to Michigan?
So that they might be put on like a probation of some kind. I think that the funniest thing is the NCAA doesn't recognize the college football playoff technically, so they can't steal that. They can't take any of those back. They might be able to strip wins in terms of the regular season, but you can't take something back that you don't technically acknowledge, so they can't punish their national championship win at all.
They don't acknowledge it, or they don't control it, and therefore the college football playoff doesn't give
it. They don't control
it
anymore, and they don't acknowledge it.
It's a little bit of both, yeah. But mostly the second one, because they have no power over it, so they just, we don't control it.
How much are we, I mean, Moore coached them, Michigan was really good last year. You got to give it to them. They were super talented, really tough on both sides of the ball. Moore coached them the last half of the season? I mean, Harbaugh was only allowed to be there like Tuesdays and Wednesdays or whatever.
Yeah, he coached like the first three games because of the cheeseburger incident, and then the last three games. So he basically coached half the season.
Moore
it was
did.
Just spread out. Yeah, Sherrone.
I forgot
did.
About the cheeseburger incident.
Yeah.
I mean, how stupid is that?
He bought somebody a cheeseburger?
He bought somebody a cheeseburger, so he suspended for 3 games.
So you get suspended 3 games for buying a kid, football player, a cheeseburger.
Even in the NIL era?
Even in the NIL era.
People didn't get suspended when they bought me cheeseburgers back in the day.
Yeah.
B got all cheeseburgers.
You got a lot of, I'm sure you got a lot of cheeseburgers, handshakes.
The NCAA to me makes absolutely no sense. Like, you buy somebody a cheeseburger because they're hungry. That is way more serious than some of this other crap that goes on.
Well, if you attempt to take logic and put it on the NCAA, you're going to lose your mind.
They're
illogical.
My college a few years back, when you had a big hit, they give you a shirt that says something about big hit, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The NCAA suspended them.
Yeah.
I mean, not suspend them. They fined them for that.
Yeah. It's the dumbest thing.
You can't give a kid a T-shirt.
And then Miami has gold chains on the sidelines.
Right.
It makes no sense, man. They're the dumbest people in the world.
What are expectations for Michigan? Falling way off? Kind of maintaining? I mean, it's still Michigan, right?
It's still Michigan. I would say a step back just because they're not going to be a national championship contender unless this Alex Orji kid, who's their quarterback now, ends up being
What's the last name?
Orji.
Alex Orji.
It's spelled with a J, not a G.
O-R-J-Y.
It sounds the same.
Yeah, it sounds the exact same. And the jokes that are going to be made, don't let Robert Griffin call one of his games.
Is RG3 calling college football this fall?
Yeah, he is.
But you sure?
Yeah, he got moved around, but he is doing college football.
So ESPN college football.
Yeah, yeah. He's a pretty decent
analyst. Just sticks to what he's
when
doing.
When he does what he's doing. The expectation is that they're going to step back a little bit. I mean, they'll be one of the better teams in the Big Ten. They might finish the season in the top 15. I think right now they're ranked 9th in the coaches poll that was released on Monday. So there's still expectations, but you know the preseason coaches poll. Who cares? You haven't seen anybody play yet.
Yeah. This is a first, I believe. You can follow our guy Denton at The Denton Day on X. Are you on Instagram, Denton? You show the world just how weird you dress?
Well, I think it's normal, but yeah, it's just Denton Day.
I don't believe this has ever happened. But we have a question for Denton in the chat.
Yeah, okay. I was about to ask that.
Mark Brunson. Go ahead and ask it, B.
So he wants to know, how is Notre Dame going to be because since their left tackle is gone?
I love Riley Leonard. Obviously, losing a left tackle stinks, but if Riley Leonard is healthy, Notre Dame's making the college
football
playoff.
That's the Duke kid?
That's the Duke kid. Yeah, he's really, really good. I mean, he made Duke a team that we cared about. So if he's healthy, Notre Dame's going to make the college football playoff. They finally got wide receivers.
Too. You're putting it out there like that?
Yeah.
If he does, what? What's going on?
Because you get 12 teams in.
Oh.
Yeah, so like it's not like it's four anymore. You get 12 teams in there, so you can get in there if you're Notre Dame with two
and
losses.
And hell, TV's going to put Notre Dame
in. Yeah, TV's going to put Notre Dame in. So as long as Riley Leonard is healthy and they have, you know, like 8, 9, 10 wins, they're good. Well, they need 9 or 10. But yeah, they'll be fine if he's healthy.
What is Notre Dame's deal in conference realignment world? Like, do they kind of hold all the cards? Could they go to the Big Ten? Hell, could they go to the SEC? Like, what are they doing?
They hold their own cards at the moment because they have their own television deal, so they don't have to share that with anybody. As that money raises, that's all their money. Unless the college football expansion Super League forces them to join, they're not going to join. But even still, they'll probably cut some sort of deal, similar to what Texas had with the Big 12, where they had their own Longhorn network and then were still a part of the Big 10 or the Big 12 television deal.
So we're not going to see any movement this year.
No.
When is, like, how close are the SEC and Big Ten to just, what would be the next, like, crazy domino? Florida State and Clemson?
Probably not Florida State anymore. I mean, they got kind of sunned during media days where both the SEC and Big Ten were like, we're good. We actually don't want you guys that much. We don't think as highly of you as you do. As somebody from the ACC leaving, though, would be the next domino, or if they could somehow convince Notre Dame. You know, if Notre Dame falls into the Big Ten, then I do think you'll start to see something matriculate in the SEC to where Greg Sankey's like, all right, we have to do something, and that could be them combining. It'd probably be them combining.
The Big Ten and the SEC.
And the Big Ten, because they already are in some sort of handshake agreement. Not the Alliance, or if you remember the Alliance back
in the COVID days. The Alliance was a disaster.
That was a traitorous attack is what that was. But they're already in some sort of agreement, so the next logical step, instead of just making them bigger and bigger, would then be to combine them and just get all of the money.
B, I just pulled up Washington State's football schedule.
Mm-hmm.
This is wacky, B. They play Portland State, Texas Tech. Oh, that's good. They still get to play Washington, at least. San Jose State, Boise State, Fresno State, Hawaii. I mean, they're just cooked, huh?
They're cooked.
Are they in the Mountain West or whatever that is?
I think that they eventually will be. Right now, the Pac-12 is now the Pac-2. It does technically exist. They had a media day for it.
Pac-2 is kind of awesome, though.
It is
sick. I want Pac-2 swag.
They had a media day with an open bar.
Smart.
Yeah. They had mascots and everything for two teams. It was the quickest media day in history.
That's bizarre, dude. So as we get closer and closer here, what are we... 2 weeks out from week zero?
Week zero is the 24th, so two Saturdays. Once we get to Saturday, it'll be two Saturdays from then.
Wow.
Yeah, so
there's
we're
no Thursday night game.
No.
But that week zero, don't we get Florida State, Notre Dame or something in Dublin?
Florida State and Georgia Tech in Dublin, and then SMU in action as well. I think they got Nevada.
Wow. I'm in. I cannot wait to gamble on college football. you know, for me, I root for Bama. How are we feeling about Kalen DeBoer? Isn't the kid Milroe coming back?
Like that's my Heisman pick.
Okay.
At 14-1, he's my Heisman pick. You stay away from your Dylan Gabriels and your Carson Becks because the top leaders in the pack, generally speaking, do not win the Heisman trophies. So you stay away from them. And then with this Jalen Milroe guy working now with Kalen DeBoer, I don't think you'll see him turn into Michael Penix overnight, but I think you will see elements of taking what he was really good at and then adding some of the throwing elements that he succeeds at and doing it to a very high level. So at 14-1 at FanDuel, he's the guy I'm jumping on.
Okay, the Oregon coach.
Dan Lanning.
Yeah. So Oregon gets Nike money. Like, there's no secret there, right? Maryland gets Under Armour money. Like, these teams get money.
Advantage Oregon.
Right, but like Georgia, I think Southern Company is one of the biggest companies in the world. They provide the electricity to half the United States. I imagine they're giving the Bulldogs money. Like all these teams get money. Why is it a big deal all of a sudden that Oregon gets Nike money?
I think it's because there are other schools that are Nike schools. So like if you signed a contract with them, but then they're giving you special treatment to one school, I think that ruffles some feathers. But again, it's logical. Phil Knight went to Oregon. So you got to think that maybe it's not technically Nike money, but it's Phil Knight money that he is now giving in excess to Oregon.